This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, there is still no sign of a missing toddler in the Bronx, and authorities are fearing the worst. Our Monica Guy is joining us live now with the latest. Monica?
NYPD boats searching the Bronx River reportedly for 2-year-old Montrell Williams. The missing toddler was last seen 31 days ago. He was visiting his father during a custodial visit. The little boy last seen on May 10th. With his dad on Hunts Point Avenue, and he was wearing just a white T-shirt and a diaper. Williams' disappearance wasn't reported until yesterday. In Hunts Point, the Bronx, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And primary voting, that's underway in the state of New Jersey. Big governor's race being closely watched.
Nearly a dozen candidates and all vying to succeed Phil Murphy. If you're an independent voter, you shouldn't walk away. You can go into your local polling place and ask for either a Democrat or Republican ballot, and you can still vote. Bill from Waldwick, who is an independent, telling me he's not thrilled with any of the candidates.
But you will vote, and it's important to vote.
Will vote because, and I'm really getting tired of voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
I wish there was somebody in here that was, you know, straightforward. You know, they stick to their principles, but it's hard to find.
What are the polls saying? On the Republican side, it looks like Jack Cittarelli, who won the nomination 4 years ago, has a lead in a field of five. Among the six Democrats, many high-profile names like Gottheimer, Baraka, it is Mikey Sherrill, the congresswoman from Essex County, that appears to have the lead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. 92.3 FM.
And the polls are open in New Jersey until 8 tonight. In a stunning new documentary, the daughter of the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Heuermann, says her father most likely committed the killings.
The big news of this docuseries is when suspected serial killer Rex Heuermann's adult daughter admits her father is most likely the Gilgo Beach killer. The family's attorney is Robert Macedonio.
You're now going to be known as the daughter of a serial killer or the ex-wife of a serial killer. With those labels, you're not going to ever escape that.
Suspected serial killer Rex Heuermann's now ex-wife was followed for many months for the docuseries on Peacock.
Does everybody really believe everything they hear?
It's called the Gilgo Beach Killer House of Secrets, and Heuermann is heard on the phone.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm doing great now that I've got you on the phone.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The judge has denied a request for a mistrial from Sean Diddy Combs' attorneys. They had made the request after accusing Cassie Ventura's longtime friend, Brianna Bongolin, of lying to the court when she said Combs had dangled her from a 17th floor balcony in Los Angeles in 2016 because Combs was not in L.A. at the time she had said it. But in denying the request, the judge acknowledged that the prosecution had made an error, but said it's not enough for an actual mistrial. In the meantime, the former girlfriend of Combs, known by the pseudonym Jane, is back on the stand today in Combs' sex trafficking trial. She accuses Combs of pressuring her into marathon hotel sex parties with strangers. Well, there's word that the city is cracking down now on illegal street vendors on Fordham Road in the Bronx.
The worst the situation has been in 20 years. That's the word from the Fordham Road bid, as they tell me 300 illegal vendors at a time are lining up here on Fordham Road, which is a restricted street, meaning no vendor should be here in the first place. Here's their deputy director, Albert DeLippi.
They'll block bus lanes, they'll block sidewalks. The organized crime element that also no one seems to talk about, where thieves will go into stores and take from businesses and then sell them out on the street, on the street vending side for like half the cost.
In response to our story, the Street Vendor Project telling me that the city council must pass a street vendor reform package and increase the number of licenses that are available. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
A deadly shooting is under investigation in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. Police say a man in his 30s was on Bryant and Lafayette Avenues last night, not far from the Bronx Academy for Multimedia, when someone shot him in the stomach, then took off on a moped. The victim died a little while later at Lincoln Hospital. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Deliberations are continuing in Harvey Weinstein's second sex crimes trial here in New York City. Yesterday, jurors asked for copies of emails and other evidence relating to Jessica Mann, the accuser with the most complex history with the disgraced media mogul. She had told the court that Weinstein raped her in 2013 during a consensual relationship, but Weinstein's attorney emphasized that the two continued dating for years afterward. The 73-year-old is charged with three separate attacks on three different women in Manhattan between 2006 and 2013. He's pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. Weinstein had been convicted of rape and sexual assault 5 years ago and began serving a 23-year prison sentence, but the conviction was overturned last spring on a technicality.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.